You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, I'm back. Good morning, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Monday, May 19th, episode 3694, brought to you today by Worm Flooring. Good morning, horse people.
You have found Horses in the Morning on a Monday. You're in for an amazing horsey week of laughter, learning, and fun with Glenn and Jamie.
That's right. We're both back. Although I think I'm actually recovered and feeling human again. And Jamie sounds like I did a couple days ago. You had a long weekend. You're still in recovery, I think.
Just a little tired, but I'll be okay. I mean, first world problem, seriously. Like, oh, I had to fly to California to like hang out at Monty Roberts' farm. Like, I'm so tired.
Thank you for all the messages I got about health. I did have pneumonia, but thanks to a ton of steroids. By the way, I don't sleep so well on steroids. I found that out. And antibiotics, and feeling much better today, although I did miss my trip to American Horse Publications Conference, which we'll talk about in a minute because Horses in the Morning did okay. But today, we're back together. We're going to hear about Jamie's adventures at Monty's 90th birthday. I saw all kinds of pictures from out there. We have musician Scott Helmer. He's going to tell us about his amazing work doing concerts for equine-assisted services around the country. And Auditor Shelley is going to review the Fitz Thermomax Tech Tread Full Seats. We're going to start our product reviews for the year today, so we got that to look forward to. And we'll hang around for an Auditor Post show as well. Let's do Daily Whinnies right away, because I have a lot of them, Jamie. Well, we have one auditor birthday, and that's Heather Brower. Happy birthday to Heather. And then I have a bunch of other Daily Whinnies for you because it was quite the weekend here at Horse Radio Network. Congratulations to our Horse Radio Network That Girl Trail team. And they are an endurance green bean team that competes. And they apparently are doing very well because they made the Endurance News Magazine currently in the lead in the Endurance News Magazine for their team. And I love that they called it That Girl Trail Team.
Love it.
So their rides are picking up and they're doing very well. Get this. The HRN Virtual Tevis team still leads Stacy Westfall's team by a small margin.
Go team!
I got to get Stacy on the show. I'm not going to tell her what for either. I'll just say
we need you
to come on the show and talk trash to her. Also, a big congratulations to several people over the weekend. The American Horse Publications is the organization for the journalists in the horse world, or podcasters, or photographers, or, you know, editors, things like that. Anybody involved in media in the horse world becomes part of this group. And they have a conference once a year and they give out awards. And last year I was up for the Equine Visionary Award and Pony Club.
How'd they go?
Pony Club beat me out.
Weird.
So this year, we did pretty well. One of our hosts here for the American Horse Council episode, which shows up the first Tuesday of every month, and the leader of the American Horse Council, Julie Broadway, won the Equine Visionary Award. Congratulations to Julie. Julie was one of my first guests in the first year. She was the head of the Arabian Association years ago before she went to the American Horse Council, so I've known her for a very long time. She's done some excellent work. She's probably, in my opinion, the best leader the American Horse Council ever had. So good job, Julie. Congratulations on that. You won what I couldn't. And then we did pretty well at the Podcast Awards. By the way, I did hear there's new management now for AHP, and the Podcast Awards were run quickly and efficiently, and they were done in an hour. Not the podcast, the whole awards.
Oh,
were
wow.
Done in an hour. Jamie, you and I have
That's
never made it
That's not enough
through
time to drink enough before you start getting in trouble.
I have never made it through a whole award ceremony. We've always left and went to the bar, and apparently everybody stayed because it was over like that. I was like, wow, I missed that one. Anyway, I kept getting reports all weekend. Lisa Wysocki was there and Heather Wallace was there, and I kept getting reports about who won what. And the NRHA episode of Horses in the Morning, which is the second Thursday of every month, won the Best Podcast Award. And then second was the Galloping Getaways, our travel show here on Horses in the Morning, got second. So we cleaned up. Good job to all the hosts and everybody that works on those, and Ashley and everybody who puts those together. Well done. So that's the end of my good news, but it was all good news.
Well, I would like to give a Daily Winnie out to, I can't say it because the horse that won the Preakness, because Glenn is about to watch the Preakness while it is being broadcast on the show. At the same time.
Yeah, so, I haven't seen it yet. I actually didn't pay much. I was kind of sick. So I didn't pay much attention to it. You were sick all weekend.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Fire away.
All right, you're saying somebody cared about this, so I'm believing you here.
The start. Art of Honor a little restless as two is goal-oriented. They're off. In the Preakness. And Journalism is out very fast, but Clever again is the quickest and will take the lead with Longshot Gosker going up on the outside. So it's going to be these two to set the pace as they make that final trip past this historic grandstand. And then it's goal-oriented running in third and Heart Held on the inside. And then American Promise in fourth. Journalism broke very well, but he's down on the inside moving into the turn as River Thames goes up three wide. Then Pay Billy Heart of Honor, and late running Sandman is racing nine lengths from the front as they round that turn. 23.19 the opening quarter mile. That's set by Clever again and Jose Ortiz. They're out there by a length and a half over Gosker in second. Goal Oriented is tucked in third. Then to the outside comes River Thames. American Promise, the Dwayne Lucas runner under Nick Juarez, is fifth right now. Four lengths from the front, and Umberto Rispoli has Journalism just to his inside. Now being nudged along to keep up his Journalism. He nudged along here up the back stretch with five lengths to make up. Then Pay Billy, Sandman at the back with Heart of Honor. The half mile was 46.66 seconds. They make their way into the far turn. Clever again and Gosker, and these two are right together on the lead with River Thames running in third. Goal Oriented is fourth. American Promise fifth on the outside. Journalism is still sixth. He's got a lot of ground to cover. He is still five lengths behind as they make their way toward the top of the stretch. Gosker trying to pull off a huge upset here has taken the lead on the outside. Clever again cuts the corner. Journalism is getting closer now. He's behind a wall of horses. He's looking for a place to go, and he's got nowhere to go. Oh, he bumped hard. Bumped hard with Goal Oriented. In the meanwhile, Gosker's running the race of his life, and Sandman has entered the scene, and he has moved up on the far outside. Journalism is still running on. He's back into second. He might even win it. Here's the wire. Oh, my goodness. Journalism has won the Preakness Stakes.
Oh, my God. They were playing bumper cars in that.
You know, and at first I was like, there's got to be an inquiry on Journalism. Yes. But if you look at the front, it's actually Goal Oriented that ran into him. And once he ran into him, he kind of bounced off, and then it gave him space, and then he just fired away. My sister-in-law is a doctor, and she's like, I'm sorry, there's something physically not right with that horse to be able to do that. And I was like, I know.
I mean, that was unbelievable. And he did get smashed. I mean, it was like he got crushed between two horses. Wow.
And if you see the horse on the inside that got smashed, that horse, they just pulled up.
Oh, he backed off. Yeah.
And then you see him. He's like, oh, man, I'm just going to run farther.
Was there an inquiry into that one? Did they?
There was an inquiry, but yeah, he was cleared of anything.
Well, he was in the middle.
Yeah.
He was getting smashed from both sides. He had no place to go.
And you could see Goal Oriented's jockey is actually opening his right rein to get the horse away. And he opens that right rein and the horse just smashes to the left. It was like, if you go onto like TikTok or Facebook Reels or any of that, you can see a lot of the kind of straightaway, really good footage that they use. Oh my God, it was amazing. And it was such a great race. So that was really
exciting. Now, it didn't pay much. It said Journalism was even, which means you don't win anything.
Yeah. So I actually didn't bet. I knew Journalism was going to win. And I was like, there's just a horse been training like a monster. I was like, there's no way this horse doesn't win unless he gets smashed in the rail. Oh, he won anyway. So I was like, I didn't bet because I was like, there's just Why?
He didn't take the easiest route on that one, for sure. I mean, it was a tough route. You know, the one that surprises me and what you heard all about, and he was going to be such the good horse and was probably going to win everything, was Sandman. Sandman has been the biggest disappointment of the last two races.
Sandman finished third in that race.
Yeah, but I mean, they had him winning everything before the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the thing about Sandman is he just had a really good social media presence. Mm. And so people were just really cheering for him, honestly. So I really think that he's a great horse, but like his hype is he's so pretty and his owner is this handsome guy who did all these TikTok videos with him.
Make a great eventer someday.
Followers. That's what I think. And I would be happy to provide him with a second career.
I'm sure you and a lot of other people. I think Boyd is probably going to have a first dibs on that.
Dang it. It's always Boyd.
So, well, congratulations to everybody involved there. That was an exciting race. I'll give you that. That was fun. Mm. That was much better than Kentucky Derby.
And it wasn't Bob Baffert. So even bigger bonus.
Oh, you went to California and it was for Monty's birthday. But it wasn't just you. There were people from around the world there. What happened?
Okay, so yeah, we had Monty's 90th birthday was on Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Monty.
Yes, happy birthday. It was amazing. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we had continuing education. So we kind of like revisited
a lot of...
And it was you
and other certified instructors from around the world?
Okay, so here, I wrote down the countries of people. Okay, so me from the United States. Guess how many other people from the U.S. were there?
Zero,
because there's not many of us. So Austria.
Which is so ironic. I mean,
I know. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Austria, England, Brazil, Poland, Latvia, Germany, Ireland, New Zealand, Northern Ireland, Canada, France, Sweden, Argentina, Wales, and Switzerland were all represented.
Oh, my God. Okay, I have two questions before you go on with the like other stuff. Who had the coolest accent? Which country?
Well, I mean, my friend Claire from Ireland, you just can't. There was several Brits and Ireland, and just listening to the French guy speak English, Thibaut, oh my gosh, it was just all great. Everybody was great.
Who had the accent you couldn't understand? Guy from Wales?
Well, there's a lady from Poland and the guy from Latvia. Those were kind of tough. But they did great. Like, I mean, they also, everybody speaks English, you know, just a variation of it, but it's fantastic. I no complaints about any of it. What was really eye-opening to me was there's half of those instructors drink tea all day. Like, I mean, we went through bags and bags and bags of tea. The other half of the instructors drink just thick black coffee all day. So I was like, it's just like a steady stream of caffeine going into these humans. And that is just cultural. That's like what they do. You know, that's it. You just drink something all day.
And which country was the best at drinking at night?
Well, let's just go ahead and just tell you that.
Was it the United States?
No. I can't hang with Europeans. I just can't. However, South Americans are amazing. Europeans are really good. Germans are ridiculous. So the night of Monty's birthday. Yeah. This is so fun. It was just this really nice event at his house, and I had to do the decorations. I decorated the saloon with balloons and streamers and all that. I had 90 balloons, like 90 giant
90-year-old cake.
There were custom cupcakes for everybody. Come on, it's
custom
bougie.
Cupcakes for everybody?
Like little cupcakes for everybody. And they were like different flavors and all this. I don't know. Whatever. It was amazing. Lots of beautiful food. Pat Roberts is just the classiest of ladies, as is Debbie, as you know. And so it was a classy event and it was very lovely. And we had one of the instructors is from Brazil and she plays guitar and sings. So she brought her microphone, she set up in the corner and she played, and Monty met the people and he had a great time and he gave a great speech and he cried and he was just really moved. And then they went to bed and everybody left.
And then the party started. Were you staying there?
Yes, I was staying in the house. And so everybody was in various places around the farm. And well, let's just thank God that the saloon is soundproof. So he's got a saloon in his house. And I actually went outside to see if we were going to wake them up. And it was totally soundproof. So Oh God, it went pretty late, not gonna lie. And then the guitar was brought into the saloon, and I've got videos of everybody drunk singing, and it was just fantastic. And we're just all in celebration mode. And then let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, we had classroom stuff all day.
After the party night? Oh, that must have been fun.
Yeah, it was fine. It's fine. Now, the people devolved into shenanigans on Friday night when we went to the Maverick Saloon, which is the cowboy bar in Santa Ynez. And
it was in that movie. Which movie was it?
It's been in a lot of commercials and movies. I would just like to say that I did not stay as late as the Euros. It's different time zone for me. I mean, it's middle of the day for them, so they don't care. And well, I would like to say
they just get started at midnight. So
right. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm two drink maximum kind of person, especially when I'm out in public. And so I locked on with the married Brazilian couple, and I was like, I'm going with you guys. And then all the rest of them, I would like to say that I did leave before the police were called.
Really? Was that true?
I mean, it was just a little innocent shenanigans, but apparently they ended up told everybody in the bar to get out. And then some people, not mentioning any names, decided they would go back in. And then they were kicked out again. And then they apparently thought they would go back. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. I'm just hearing rumors. But nobody went to jail. Everything is fine. And everybody got up and was there. I can't believe it. There at 9 o'clock in the morning the next day, wow. Saturday. I mean, these are some dedicated horse chicks. Like, I mean, for real. It was impressive.
It had to be the Irish and the Welsh that got into trouble.
No comment, but you're right on one of those.
I'm trying to get Jamie in trouble here, and she knows better.
No,
you knew I was going to do this to you today.
No comment. But Debbie's listening to this
cringing right now.
No, because I'm not diming any of my friends out, okay? It was, everybody knows at but everything is fine. Everybody's fine. Everybody got to leave the country.
Nobody needed bail.
Nobody needed bail. It was fine. It was just a lot of, well, it was a misunderstanding, apparently.
Okay, well, we don't have to go any further. But Monty enjoyed himself.
Oh, he had a great time. It was really nice, and I got to spend a lot of time chatting with him. And I felt, you know, like my husband, as an airline pilot, he has to strike up conversations with people in the next seat. And he's like, it's like a fun game that I play with myself to figure out what excites them to talk about. And I found the thing that excited Monty the most to talk about.
What, not horses?
Well, sort of. I was like, so Monty, did you used to rodeo?
That's an hour. Yes.
And then I was like, well, what was your favorite event in rodeo? I should have turned on the recorder, because then he talked to me about bulldogging and explained what bulldogging is and how you do it. And I should have put the video on, because he was like showing me with your arms, like, where are you, bulldog? And then I said, well, what are some other events you did? And he was like, oh, I was a team roper. And I said, well, were you a header or a healer? Oh, I was a healer. And oh my God, I got the best exciting hour of rodeo talk with Monty. It was fantastic. So yes, I found a golden button with Monty on things to talk about. That's funny. It was awesome. I never thought to ask him about that stuff before.
I remember him mentioning in interviews that he had done it, but that was early on.
Oh, man, he just lit up. It just lit up. It was really cool.
Well, that was in his early days of horses, too. He was showing rodeo, I think.
Yeah, when you're dumb enough to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, you have to be young and dumb to do stuff like that. I'm going to leap off, because he's like, well, here's, like, you've got this guy over here, and then you leave out, and then you step off your stirrup, and you land on the cow, but you got to have your hand on the horns. I'm like, oh, my God, that sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Did you learn anything?
Oh, yeah, we definitely all, you know, it was really cool to sit with all these instructors. This is probably boring everybody, but just to hear kind of like, hey, what are some things that you've discovered and you've done that are different or can add to the kind of whole?
That is good for you, because you don't have the only support you have here in the United States in that other people that are doing exactly what you're doing are Debbie and Monty. You know, yeah. It's not like you have a lot of certified instructors you can all hang out with here.
You know, and that was something that we all talked about, because many of us, like Thibaut in France, I think he's the only French instructor. And he's like, it's crazy. He's like, this is so nice to be here, because, you know, when you're at home, you sometimes feel like you're on an island doing this stuff. And to meet with like-minded and people that have put in the time and effort that you also have was fantastic. Now, I would like to say that I am teaching a clinic to get people certified in October. So if you want some information about that, please reach out to me. You can email me on, you can Facebook me, but you can also find me at jamie@horseradionetwork.com, and I'll like get started. I mean, I got certified at 40. Like, let's do it, you guys. Let's do it. And then also the movement is in June, and that is going to be an awesome weekend at Monty's Farm, and Monty's going to be there. So I definitely suggest, if you want to learn any more about any of this, go to Google the movement, Monty Roberts. I'm sure it's on his homepage, montyroberts.com. And then if you're interested in getting certified and becoming part of this really cool club, you can also email me, reach out. I did find out that we have listeners in, we have a guy who listens to us in England. Like,
so it was somebody that was there that you met?
Yes. Andrew. Hi, Andrew. He listens to all the episodes. Hi, and he was really excited to take a picture with me and Debbie together. He was like, the podcast women. I was like, yes, we are the podcast women.
I get what you're saying, though. It's the reason I like to go to podcasting conferences, right? I mean, here we do the show, but there I talk about how we do the show and how, you yes. know, the nuts and bolts. And you got to do that. So
it was. And it's nice to get a refresher on a lot of stuff. And
yeah, because you're out there and by yourself doing it. I mean, yeah, you have your helpers, but you're kind of the one that has the knowledge. And yeah. You do need that. I agree. I'm glad you got to go. That sounds great.
It was really fun. Yeah.
You had a more fun week than me, and I'm glad for it. So good
job.
Well,
I'm glad we were both out at the same time.
And that worked out. Yeah. Yeah. Worm Flooring does your trailer roof. It does your trailer floors. It does your barn floors. And what do? They put this silicone-based coating on it that creates a barrier against heat and wet. Whether it's your trailer, whether it's the roof or the floor, it does the same thing on both. When it's on your roof, though, you know, we're coming under the heat. And I don't know about you guys, but we've had 95 degrees for the past 4 days.
Oh my gosh.
We're in the mid-90s already. It's been hot here. And this will keep your trailer 60 degrees cooler if you put it on the trailer roof. So, you know, whether you're putting it on the trailer floor to protect your floors or the roof to protect the roof, check them out at Worm Flooring, W-E-R-M flooring.com to find a dealer near you. A couple of weeks ago, I got to catch up with a guy who was very hard to catch up with because he's very busy, but I love this guy and I want to talk to him again. His name was Scott Helmer, and he's a musician and an amazing human, has an unbelievable story. Since 2012, Scott has performed at over 1,000 solo acoustic shows across America, helping raise money for more than $3 million for good causes, including 200 fundraising concerts. They've directly benefited equine-assisted service programs and organizations, including PATH and EGALA. So he does all this good work to help raise money for these organizations. Why does he do it? We're going to find out. I caught up with Scott, and I love chatting with him. And I'm going to start with just a little piece of one of his songs. Well, Scott, I appreciate you joining me this morning, and I wanted to take you back to 2008. You're sitting along a mountain road in northern Arizona, and your life had just gone, you know, everything had gone wrong, pretty much everything. From what I read, it was everything that could. And you're just moments away from wanting to end it all. And then you said a prayer similar to what most of us say in our lifetimes. You said a prayer to God, and almost all of us have said a similar prayer like this. Only you were one of the very few that followed through on your promise. Tell us what the prayer was.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And thanks for having me. You know, it was a, it's tough sometimes to go back to that time. And it was, you know, it's coming up on quite a few years ago, but yeah, I was in a really dark place. I describe it only as I had lost all hope. And if people have ever lost hope before, it's like the worst feeling, worst place to be in the world. And I was definitely there. And I always say, you know, I put myself in that position. I made the choice at the crossroads to do what I did and to put myself in that hopelessness state.
Wait, it doesn't make it any easier though, even if you know that.
No, it doesn't, especially in that moment, because it kind of gets all the other things and pushes it aside. So yeah, I'm on that mountain road. If people know Arizona, just outside of Jerome, pulled off to the side of the road, and I had a gun in my hand and I put it in my mouth, and I was like a second from pulling the trigger. And I said, God, in my mind, I said, God, if you get me through this, I said, God, I don't want to do this. If you get me through this, I will use it to do some good. And I had no idea what that meant at the time, but I put the gun down and went down the mountain back to the valley and dealt with all the problems I had created. And shortly thereafter, picked up a guitar, borrowed a pickup truck, and started touring the country, making good on that promise of using it to do some sort of good.
You know, that's the difference, I think. A lot of us say it in moments like that. We make the promise that we'll do this or that, and then we never follow through. And you did, to the tune of 1,000 solo acoustic shows across America, raising $3 million for causes, including 200-plus fundraising concerts, and a lot of them benefiting equine-assisted programs, which we have on the show all the time, PATH and, you know, the American Hippotherapy Association, all of those. We've had many of those from across the country on the shows. Why did you pick them? What was the impetus to want to help them?
Yeah, very early on, you know, I started telling my story right off the bat. I wanted to lead with my scars, as I said, and my mistakes. So it was an example of, even if things get so hopeless that you want to take your life, that is not the answer, and you can make a comeback. So it was very important for me to tell my story truthfully, with all the good and bad stuff right out of the gate. So very early on, I said, you know, I want to approach suicide prevention organizations, folks that deal with PTSD and veterans and special needs kids and adults. Because in my old life as an insurance broker, I had given music up for quite a few years, went into the insurance world. And I had always helped those kind of organizations just with benefits and donations and stuff like that. So I knew there was a lot of important work going on in those areas. And very early on, I got asked to do a performance at an equine therapy organization, Equine Assisted Services, and I was just blown away. Not only did I get to do some horseback riding while I was there, in addition to the show and the great time that we had, and just kind of one thing led to another. It's an example of, if you just have the core mission of, for me, it was telling my story and being an example of people never to give up. You never know what gifts God puts in your path if you just are committed to keep going forward, not knowing where it's going to take you. And God will put amazing little gifts along your way. And that's exactly what he did. And I became a devotee and a fan and a supporter of Equine Assisted Services ever since. And we've done dozens and dozens of fundraisers for those organizations across the coast, across the country.
And little, you know, everybody listens to this, they're horse people, so they know this, but little did you know that the horses were going to help you heal too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if everybody that's listening knows, they are magical. It is a power and a force and something that you see the transformation that the horses provide, whether folks are riding or just on the ground doing groundwork. It does not matter. They are magical. I mean, I'm an animal lover across the board. It doesn't matter. Cats, dogs, horses. And yeah, there's a special magical power with the horses. It's just incredible.
So in a way, God did answer you too, because he put you with horses, which he knew would heal you. So you're 100%. Out there, your mission was to help others, but his mission was to heal you.
Oh yeah. I've had so many moments where folks have come up and said, you know, I heard your story. Thank you for telling it. I had a family member, or I was in that situation and I heard your story on a radio interview or an interview like we're doing now, exactly like this today. And maybe a week or so down the road, somebody will show up at a show and say, I heard your story. I had lost hope and I was getting ready to throw in the towel. And I heard your story. And I said, you know, I'm going to check out and see what this guy has to say. And they will come up and tell me how important it was not only get involved with the equine assisted therapy organization in their town, but also come out to the show, hear the story and get involved with the folks out there. It's truly transformational and amazing.
And of course, we played one of your songs, a piece of one of your songs right before you came on called Guitar Will Travel. And I know where that came from.
I'll tell you, I was at Agape Acres in Marana, Arizona. My friends, who they become friends now, I played their annual event, their fall fundraiser, many, I think half a dozen times now, five or six times. And we were breaking down the day after the show, and Brian, one of the founders there at the ranch, we were talking about something and he was showing me how to cinch up a saddle. And I said, yeah, I'm going to turn that into a song. And a couple of days down the road, I wrote that and it's got that line in it. So yeah, it's about being on the road. You know, we're in a crazy time right now. The world is wild, as everybody knows. And sometimes you just have to say, I'm going to cinch up the saddle and roll on down the road to greener pastures or a quieter place.
You know, what you do, though, traveling around the country doing what you do is not easy. I was an entertainer, too, only on the theater side. And what I mean, it's hard work. When you're a traveling entertainer, it's tough. I mean, it's a lot of hours behind the wheel. And it's a lot of hours with your own thoughts, but it's all, you know, and then those couple of hours of true joy. I always say our best time is on the microphone. Everything else is a job, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the time I get to hang out with the crowd and to perform and to meet with everybody at the events, that's the highlight of my week. Because as you said, everything else is traveling, going from town to town. It's a constant hunt for
diesel fuel. But setting up equipment every time is not your favorite thing.
That's the second thing. Yeah. And you remember, I get to set it up and take it down. So I get yes, a double dose of the pleasure, right?
Yes. And then you're the last one out of there. Everybody else has gone home and you're finishing packing up all the equipment.
Yes, yes. Thank you for pointing that out. You know, you should come out and help out. And yeah.
I've been there, done that. So,
you know, as we do these things, you kind of see, you know, if that's the worst that it is, traveling, moving from town to town and setting up and taking down gear, for all the other amazing benefits I get from doing this, it's well worth it.
So I always ask this of everybody in the last couple of years is, what has surprised you the most about what you're doing? What has surprised you the most?
What has surprised me the most is that the big machine wants us to think that we're all enemies and we all hate each other and we're at each other's throats all the time. But if you get out into mainstream America, I don't care where you're at, East Coast, West Coast, Middle America, the Heartland, everybody gets along if they're just left alone to their own activities, and people don't have problems with all the problems the media and the news says we have. People just want to get along and people are friends and people just want to work hard, put on an honest day's work, come home, raise their family, hang out with their kids and their spouses and maybe cook a little food, hang out, maybe watch a ball game, you know, whatever it is, ride horses, hang out at the ranch. We are not as divided as people say we are. And I see that every day when I go out and interact with people coast to coast.
I'm glad you said that. You know, my co-host Jamie and I, we've been doing this show for almost 4,000 episodes, 15 years. I don't know how she votes. She doesn't know how I vote. And I don't care.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, that's just, it doesn't matter. We're friends and, you know, we love doing this and meeting cool people like you. You have a show coming up. Actually, one of my hosts is out near Reno, Nevada, and you have a show coming up at the Equisaw Adaptive Horsemanship on May 17th. And also some others lined up. Where do people find the whole schedule?
ScottHelmer.com and then click tour and you'll get all the dates. We're just starting to book the tour now. So we're adding dates all the time. So people can go to ScottHelmer.com, and that Equisaw show has been moved to May 16th.
Breaking news for you.
So yeah, May 16th, the day before. People show up on the 17th, it'll be over. You'll just have to help me pack up the gear.
And then I also wanted to say, we have a lot of people that listen that are with organizations, rescue organizations, therapy organizations. And if they wanted to book you to come out, you travel all over the country, how do they do that?
Again, go to ScottHelmer.com and just click the booking tab. It'll ask if your event's going to be a fundraiser or a standard booking for these. These would be all fundraisers and they can get started from there.
You know what I think would be fun is, let's check in with you when you're at one or two of these events this year.
Oh, I'd love that.
We'll check in with you live at the event. And I think that would be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, I'd love to do that. We'll do a live boots on the ground or on the horse update for you.
That'd be great. So give the website one more time.
ScottHelmer.com.
Cosequin, the number one veterinarian recommended joint health supplement brand, is excited to announce the launch of its newest supplement, Cosequin ASU Balance. This advanced formula supports joint, immune, and digestive health. Cosequin ASU Balance helps moderate the inflammatory responses that can cause immune and GI tract disturbances through the innovative inclusion of postbiotics and beta-glucans. The formula also includes the comprehensive joint support Cosequin is known for, with ingredients such as ASU, hyaluronic acid, and Boswellia serrata extract.
Well, longtime listeners will know that every year we do some product reviews, products that are provided by Stateline Tack and some manufacturers. They send them out to us, and Jamie and I, way, way back in the old days, used to do the reviews, but then there were so many products, we were like, okay, we need to get some help.
No. BS. Your wife did all the reviews. I got nothing
free. Oh, that's true.
Your wife did it all. Oh, yes.
That was a long time ago.
The cool thing is, then you transition to just giving them away to auditors.
Yes.
So that's fun for me. Awesome.
Yes, we get the auditors to do the reviews because they hear too much of us. And we have our first one today. And again, thanks to StatelineTech.com. Shelly is joining us. Shelly was just on with us a couple of weeks ago for trivia. And you're back. And you managed to get one of these products. And I would say a good product. We'll find out. Shelly, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you from? Remind people where you live.
I'm in Winsted, Connecticut.
Okay, so Connecticut. And you got the Fitz Thermamax 2 Tech Tread Full Seat Breeches. And Thermamax, I assume, means winter.
Yes, okay. It 100% does.
And did you have winter or did you get them too late and it was already 90 degrees?
Yeah, I was wondering when I got them. I was like, oh, shoot, we're heading towards spring. I'm not going to be able to use them. But actually, it worked out pretty well.
You had some cold days?
Yes. Yeah, the first time I wore them, they came in and my husband's like, you got to try them because I was going to the barn. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll do it. So it was 50s at my house. And I was like, all right, I'm probably going to roast in them. But then I get up to my barn where my horse is at in Massachusetts, and it's a higher elevation. And yeah, it was 40s there. And let me tell you, I was super glad I wore them because they kept me toasty warm without overheating. And my friend was like freezing that day. And I was like, no, I'm perfectly comfortable.
Now, are they lined? Do they have like a fleece lining? Is that how they're built?
Yes, they do have a fleece lining to them.
Okay. And let's start with comfort.
Comfort, I would say, I mean, I did barn chores in them. I rode that first day and yeah, they were super comfortable.
And these are full seat. Were they sticky?
A little bit of stick, but it's not like it didn't make any noise on my saddle or anything, but I definitely felt secure in them.
The one thing about Fitz, have you ever owned a pair of Fitz, Jamie?
No, I don't think so, no, because you send it to Shelly. It's fine, whatever.
The one thing about Fitz breeches is the full seat is a little less aggressive than some full seats. And they're all kind of made that way. And I think that was intentional because some of the full seats, you feel like you just can't move. You're stuck.
Oh, 100%.
Like you go to get in your car and then you can't slide over because your breeches are so sticky.
So what else about the breeches? Do they have pockets? Do you have room for your phone?
Yes, I actually don't really buy breeches anymore unless they have the side phone pocket because I always have my phone on me because there are times when I ride alone. So I love being able to stick my phone in my pocket and it stays in there secure. So yes, this one has a pocket actually on each side.
And do they have the belt loops?
Yes, they have a belt. They are pull on, but they do have the belt loops. And I did wear a belt with them and they stayed up perfectly fine. And I'm definitely the body type that's not like skinny as a rail. So I was impressed with how well they stayed up.
Okay. Girl questions here. All right. So how do you ride? Do you ride English?
English. Yes. I do dressage and cross train with trail riding.
Okay. So you wear breeches and tall boots. Yes.
I have winter tall boots, but I don't wear like show tall boots. Usually in the summer I'm in paddock boots and half chaps.
Okay. See, what I want to know is, like, to find winter breeches that I can still zip up my tall boots. That's like been the big challenge for me. So I just use my big Dublins, you know, to ride in all winter. But yeah, someday I'll find some that are so thin. It's going to be amazing. But yeah, you know, sometimes just get being warm wins out. So
I wonder if they couldn't make them that from the knee up is kind of fleece lined. And then from then down four tall boots.
Well, maybe you should call Fitz and have a discussion with them, Glenn.
That is a good question, actually.
There's probably a maker out there that does it. We just don't know about it. So have you washed them?
Yes.
And?
They did great. Yeah. Especially with anything insulated, I don't put it in the dryer. I just hang dry them. But yeah, no, they wash great. Okay. I don't think the size has changed at all. I mean, the size was perfect to me. I picked a large and they fit perfectly. And I continued to stay like that.
With all the fleece ones I've known, yeah, you don't want to put them in the dryer. The inside shrinks up and the outside stays the same, and then you have a really weird looking pair of breeches.
Yeah, my mom taught me anything insulated shouldn't ever go in the dryer. So yeah, I hang dry them. But no, they did perfect. No pilling either. I've worn them probably about like four or five times now. And yeah, they've done great so far.
And they were warm.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So you give them, we need a new scoring system. Nobody liked my old scoring system, Jamie.
I don't even remember what it was.
Yeah, you didn't like it. You never liked it. For 15 years, she hasn't liked it. So at 1 out of 10, 10 being the best.
I mean, I'd give them probably a 9.5. I don't know if you could ever do like a perfect 10.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, no, I do really, really, really like them.
The perfect 10 would tack up your horse for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And ride it. And then give it a bath after.
Yeah, that's the perfect 10.
I'll be.
That's called a groom, and you have to pay them. So, Shelly, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. It's the Fitz Thermomax 2 Tech Tread Full Seats. I will put a link to those in the show notes. If you want to go out and buy yourself one, write to statelinetech.com, and don't forget to use the coupon code HRN when shopping at Stateline Tech. You do get a discount. Put it in at checkout, and you'll find out what that is. Shelly,
what color did you get, Shelly? What color? I'm looking at them online now.
I got the forest color, so it's a nice, really beautiful green color.
Ooh, I want that color.
Are dressage riders allowed to wear that color?
Or what?
Are you even allowed to wear that color as a dressage rider? Don't you just have to wear black or white? I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
I mean, I'm not doing rated shows. I mean, schooling shows. Yeah, I color it out. I'm the matchy-matchy girl at the barn.
Okay.
See, she's got a little adventure blood in her somewhere.
I used to event, so yeah.
See, there you go.
Stuck with me, yeah.
Well, Shelly, we appreciate you doing this for us, and enjoy your breeches.
Yes, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, it's so good to have auditors. You know, we talk a lot about our auditors, but they really are a valuable part of what we do, especially here at Horses in the Morning, but for the whole Horse Radio Network. And one of the benefits of being an auditor is when we do things like have products for review. Jamie was joking. Yes, we could send them to ourselves, but I think it's better that you hear from somebody that's just like you, listening to the show, that's tested these products themselves, and you know, really give you an honest opinion about it. Obviously, Shelly loved those breeches, but we've had some that haven't really loved their products either over the years. But we're going to have a bunch more of these coming up. As we said, we're going to be doing equestrian first world problems every other week, and then we're going to put the product reviews in those in between weeks. So that's the plan at this point.
For now.
And I did want to mention, I don't know if you got yours, but I got my first batch of Spalding Fly Predators. They're not awake yet, but...
Mine just woke up and I spread them yesterday.
Did you? Yeah, ours aren't awake yet. I'm hoping they wake up in the next day or two because I got to get rid of these flies.
I was happy to set mine out. So yeah, they sat for a couple of days. I'm pretty sure hatching is probably the more appropriate term, but I like to say wake up too.
Yeah.
Hi guys. Good morning. Okay. Be free.
Fortunately, they got left in the, I didn't know they were delivered and it was Sunday yesterday. So they were in the mailbox, but I don't think it wasn't too hot yet. They haven't started hatching yet. So I think we're okay.
Mine came last Tuesday. So mine had plenty of time. It took a couple extra days.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I will look. It's always fun to see them pop out and go, yes, it's ready. It's funny how we get excited about fly predators. There is a coupon code there, too. It's HRN10. If you go to Spalding Fly Predators and you order fly predators, printer. Just use HRN10 and you get a 10% discount.
Nice.
Well, it's good to do a show with you again. It's good to be back again. It's good to feel human again. And we have a whole week of shows planned for you this week. So definitely hang around, hang out with us. We'd appreciate that. We can say award-winning shows now. Well, we always could because we won that award a few times. So, yeah, it's always been award-winning. But I hope you feel better. Get some sleep. Get some rest. And auditors, hang on. We'll be back. I have our meme of the day. No one masters this. Reese posted this. No one masters dressage. They just get really good at not quitting. You could change that, though, Jamie. I'm going to leave you with philosophy here at the end of the show. No one masters life. You just get really good at not quitting. And that's
I mean, true. Lord willing.
That's true.
All right, everybody, spay and neuter geld.
Sign up for Jamie's thing in October.
Yes, please do.
All inclusive.